Golly.
Don't have to catch dogs no more.
Yeah, yeah.
You take shepherds and collies, they're a sensible dog. You can train them to do most anything.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about, do you have mules? Mules?
Well, yeah, we had mules and horses.
And horses, yeah.
And the daddy, he raised two or three colts.
My granddaddy
used to raise four or five in Carolina all the time. Big farmer, he had 15 or 20 head of horse and guy, horse and mule together. Run about 15 plows, 15 horse farm. He big farmer, and his own cotton gin, blacksmith shop, and country store.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Lights is crossing, that's cross road, that's from the daddy's reason.
Where was that?
South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Lights is crossing.
Lights is crossing.
Yeah.
A place called Sycamore. 3 miles out from Sycamore. That's where granddaddy had a plantation out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How would you get the horses, talk to them to tell them to turn right and left?
Yeah, plowed them in, Lord of mercy.
Yeah.
Horse and mule, that's right. G and a haw, that's right.
Yeah, which one is?
G is the right, haw is the left.
Okay.
You just haul a G, and boy, you get one trained, it jump to the right, fly on it, move, it turn. Didn't have to pull your line much. I had a mare. I made 22 crops with her, one mare, Montana. She had sense. I plowed out of line. Come in, know I where to walk. She plowed.
Near that field.
She plowed. Yeah. You hollered at her, what's this? Touch on the line, she'd fly you to death. She'd get to walking, bouncing. Walk you to fly you to death. I'd plow plenty.
Uh-huh.
In and out.
How would you tell them to start and to stop?
Well, you can suck your lips like that, come up.
What if you were riding them?
Whoa.
Yeah.
On the back, you turn it the back, and we'll pull it back up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whoa, it's stopping.
And to come up, that would be to go.
Whoa, back, being hard, that was the word you.
Yeah, yeah. And come up was to go?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just suck your lips.
Yeah.
Get up and suck your lips like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it with these poor teeth, they'll drop out.
What about if you wanted to call them in if they were out in the pasture?
Well, we whistled out of most of the time. That's right. Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I did come.
How would you, if you wanted to plow with them, with the mules, would you have to, how would you get them ready?
Well, you'd have to harness them up.
Yeah. What would you hook them up to and all that?
Well, yeah, it's a thing. If you hook them to a plow, you just have to, what you call the plow gear. Collar and hands and traces, back band. That's all you do for the fly. You have the other harness on them for hooking them up to a buggy or a wagon, you have that harness.
Mm-hmm.
Buggy harness, wagon harness, stuff like that.